Ma'am, have you registered to vote?
You have? Good.
Be sure to go to the polls.
In the days before the registration deadline, volunteers unfolded a table in front of a Dollar Tree store to register voters in Kansas City, Kansas. Leonard Stallings has been doing things like this in recent election years. He says one challenge has been the state law requiring people registering for the first time to provide a citizenship document.
It's just an additional obstacle that they have to go through in order to vote. And I mean, especially in the African-American community, they just feel like they're just trying to stop us from voting.
The law means registering can often be a two-step process. It's left to workers like Jake Miller to follow up about the documents. Miller is a Wyandotte County native who now works with the Democratic Party. He says people around here move a lot and do not always have a passport or a copy of their birth certificate.
As you said, population has grown. It's a growing county. But if they're poor or they've come from a hardship, then they don't usually have that documentation with them. And so it's much harder for us to go back and find those.
Republican Secretary of State Chris Kobach does not agree that the proof of citizenship rules are getting in the way of voter registration in Wyandotte. In fact, he says more people are registering now.
The number of new registrations is up after our proof of citizenship law, not down.
I caught up with Kobach on his cell phone. He says the voter registration numbers have gone down because county officials have been very good about clearing out old registrations when people move away.
So the decreased number of people on the voter registration list in Wyandotte County is entirely due to the fact that people have moved away from Wyandotte County.
So whether the proof of citizenship rule is complicating it or not, one factor affecting voting here is that population churn. A second factor, the population is also very diverse, and some of the newcomers simply do not know how to vote.
Maybe in their families they will be the first generation to vote. Maybe they are the only ones who are citizens.
That's Cielo Fernandez with the group El Centro, which provides services targeted at the Latino community. She says many Latinos know the value of their citizenship documents, so they keep them handy and can get registered. But she says for many, voting is not a familiar process.
That conversation hasn't happened at home. The conversation about once you turn 18, you will be ready to vote, because in mixed status families, that's not a conversation.
Wyandotte County Election Commissioner Bruce Newby points to another factor, interest in the election.
I think it's an ebb and flow. I honestly do.
He says when voters are more interested in an election, the registration numbers go up. He also believes there have been fewer outreach efforts to voters in recent years.
In the past, there have been campaigns and candidates individually going out and doing quite a bit to get people registered to vote. The last presidential election 4 years ago and this one, I have seen almost no activity.
Wyandotte County is one of the few Democratic strongholds in Kansas, meaning there sometimes isn't much competition and campaigning. State Representative Valdenia Wynn has not had opposition since 2006. Now she's also chair of the Wyandotte County Democratic Party. She concedes they have not done enough to get people engaged. They're trying to change that with on-the-ground efforts utilizing precinct captains and neighborhood groups to get people registered and voting.
It has to be a grassroots movement that this is the only way you're going to see crime reduced, jobs, schools, those things that impact your life directly. We're going to have to just make it top priority.
The tide here may be turning. Voter registrations are trending back upward, and there was a jump in voter turnout for the primary elections. And a candidate for Congress, Jay Seide, has been campaigning in the area in his challenge to Republican Kevin Yoder. I'm Stephen Caranda in Wyandotte County.